No thoughts on that tonight, Jim?
Yeah, very tough match. You know, I think there was chances for both teams. You know, unfortunately, we took one of ours. Our keeper had a couple of brilliant saves in the first half, and I think there was another really good save in the second half, and obviously their keeper as well, I think early on in the match, and then obviously we scored, and then Cammy had another great chance, it just missed the far post. So overall, listen, these games are highly competitive, they're very difficult, and invariably, you know, I know it wasn't quite the case tonight because I've just seen a couple of other results, but invariably they're really tight, and that's the way it was tonight, and I expect the same on Friday.
So you were expecting it to be still tight going into this weekend's game?
Yeah. I mean, you're playing a team who, you know, are in good form, who, you know, have been, you know, a lot of positive results this year, who've got some very good players. You know, so, you know, there was no way, I mean, for our season be very, very difficult. We've been in a real tough division, so, you know, we knew that it was going to be an extremely tough match tonight, and as I said, and I don't expect anything different come Friday, but, you know, we've got our noses in front, and it's just in front. And, you know, we'll need to, you know, play. Well, we have to be as resilient as we were tonight, but we have to play a wee bit better as well on Friday to make sure that we're in the next round.
Eric went off injured, so you've got a depleted squad as well. Hopefully any players come back for Friday night?
I don't know, Sean. I'll have to wait and see. Obviously, there's a couple of players, you know, that have improved, but whether they've improved enough to go and play, and obviously they haven't played much football as well. The squad might be a wee bit stronger, but the starting 11, I'm not so sure. I don't know if there's enough players with any game time over the last few weeks. So we'll have to wait and see how Eric is. Stephen came in and again shows his experience, and you know, that's good to have him available. But I thought Brian and Eric were excellent, you know, in the middle of the defence tonight. I thought they defended the penalty box really well, and they're a good partnership. So we'll wait and see what happens. But as I said, expect another very tough night come Friday. And you know, that's what the playoffs are about. Two teams giving everything, and you know, sometimes you get a wee break, and hopefully we'll get another wee break come Friday.
Yeah, strong support from the fans as well.
Yeah, the fans were terrific tonight. You know, they got right behind the team. You know, and that always makes a difference. It doesn't matter what level of football you play. If you've got a good positive support behind you, it just gives you that wee bit of extra energy, particularly when you're tired.
You've spoken about the lack of concentration for your own team this season. Mm. Quite pleased to see you sort of capitalising on something tonight.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't even really know if it was a lapse of concentration. I think it was, you know, I was looking more the endeavour and desire from Cammy to try and retrieve, which looked like a lost situation, and then have the presence of mind to pick out his teammate, Martin, to stick in the net. And these goals always look easier than the execution, but they're not. And particularly when you're tired and the games are tired and hard, you know, you've got to just kind of give yourself almost like a shake. To try and chase lost causes, it's not always easy, but thankfully Cammy managed to do it, and as I say, we got the rewards for it. But listen, these five are a good side, and you know, you saw towards the end of the game the two or three shots were only just, I think the free kick I think was a fraction away, you know, and he's got that in his locker. We know, I've seen that many times. Fahila, he's a terrific player. So yeah, listen, but as I said to you, he knows he's just marginally in front, and we look forward to the challenge on Friday. Right.
Thanks, Jim.